This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. It's been just a few years since Dallas opened its first drop-in center for homeless students. The center provides breakfast, snacks, toiletries, even clothes. Now those centers will be in nearly every high school in the district. As part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative, we visit the newest one and find out why the district's expanded the effort. 5 years ago, the Dallas Independent School District opened this drop-in center, its first, at North Dallas High School. The campus sits near homeless shelters and pricey apartments and has one of the largest homeless high school populations in the city. Since then, drop-in centers have expanded at high schools across the district, and currently there are 20.
No matter which high school you go to, you're going to find disenfranchised teens for one reason or another.
That's Mark Pierce, manager of the drop-in centers. He's worked with Dallas homeless students for years and says some kids get kicked out of their homes because they're in gangs, others because they're gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. There can be many reasons.
Either not living at home because they can't get along with their family, or they're staying with friends, or they may have lost their family, or you may even have students whose entire family is on the verge of homelessness, and we can help with those situations as well.
These drop-in centers, with help from the group Focus on Teens, provide breakfast, juice, and snacks, along with other essentials like socks and shirts, toothpaste, and deodorant. While Dallas ISD's expanded its drop-in centers, Pierce says there's more to do.
So I believe in a drop-in center in every high school in the country.
The district's newest opened in Bryan Adams High School in East Dallas in late September. For the hour before classes start on Fridays, a room in the school serves as the drop-in center. On opening day, there weren't just donuts and coffee, but shelves of packaged foods and stacks of backpacks. Jody Martin is the parent liaison at Bryan Adams. She was afraid nobody would show up on the first day. She was wrong. About a dozen students checked it out.
That in itself says that they're curious and they're going to tell their friends. I mean, even if it's a kid just hearing that, hey, there's, you know, muffins and apple juice, then they're going to know that, hey, there are resources out there.
In the weeks leading up to the opening, Martin put the word out around school, and senior Cameron Williams heard about it. He calls it a pretty big deal.
Because it's used to help students out that are not usually, like, self-sufficient, like their parents don't help them out or anything. Also helps them if they need food or they can't stay with their friends and help them go to a homeless shelter. They also provide different stuff for the students.
Cameron's needed all those services and more. His dad's been out of the picture for years. Relations with his mother got so bad that she kicked him out of the house. He got help through Child Protective Services and became his own legal guardian. Now he's back home with his mother and dreams of college.
I am shooting for something like outside of the state, something new pretty much. I'm gonna come back, it's just that I need to leave for a little bit.
Students say these drop-in centers help them stay in school. Mark Pierce says that's because they're safe, welcoming places with school staff that struggling students learn to trust. Jody Martin experienced her own troubles growing up in Australia. She wishes she'd had a drop-in center as a kid.
I didn't have support at home, so it would have been good to know that there was a drop-in center with resources for me. Sorry.
For Martin, work at the drop-in center is personal.
It hits close to home. You know, I see these kids, and I mean, sometimes it's a matter of they just need to know that someone cares. Because sometimes you do. You just need to know that someone cares because you don't have that at home.
Mike Moran is assistant principal at Bryan Adams High. He says the drop-in center helps meet the needs of students, many of whom never really tell anybody they're homeless or struggling. Based on frequent absences, he suspects about 200 Bryan Adams kids may need help, though only a quarter of them say anything up front.
A lot of times it is revealed that there's just a temporary living situation, they're in a motel, this has been moved, they're now staying with aunt and uncle, or even in worst case scenarios, people have gotten deported and you know they're trying to make ends meet and they're having a hard time making it to school. So just those anecdotal conversations, we know that there's more than 50 students.
And that's just the case at one Dallas high school, which explains why the district will open up five more drop-in centers by January. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.